910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump made news over the weekend when he told an interview that he will pardon the January 6th defendants on day one. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on what Trump said.
When it comes to his campaign promises to seek revenge against his opponents, Trump says he will not direct his administration to pursue political prosecutions, suggesting he will leave such decisions up to his attorney general and FBI director. But he is also lashing out at members of the House committee that investigated his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, calling out former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, saying they should all be in prison.
Syrian President Bashar Assad's been given political asylum in Russia after the collapse of the Syrian government. Jay-Z named in an amended lawsuit along with Sean Diddy Combs. A woman claims the two sexually assaulted her in 2000 when she was 13. Both deny any wrongdoing. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. If you missed out on Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt season, the Department of Natural Resources still has some other hunting opportunities this month. There are still a couple days left in the muzzleloader season, which will end on Wednesday, before the statewide antlerless-only hunting season takes place from Thursday to Sunday. Select farmland zone units will also hold an antlerless-only holiday hunt from the 24th to January 1st. The archery and crossbow season is also still underway until January 5th or 31st, depending on your region. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will not deploy National Guard troops to assist in President-elect Donald Trump's proposed plan to deport illegal immigrants. Governor Evers told reporters in Madison that the best way to solve the country's immigration system is with legislation, and questioned the effect that mass deportation would have on industries like agriculture. The promise of mass deportations was a staple in the Republican campaign strategy this fall, but Governor Evers says the state will do everything it can to prevent that. The Superior Public Library has a new space to offer local residents a chance to unwind in peace. According to library officials, the new Serenity space is meant to give visitors a place to take a minute to decompress or calm down their overstimulated kids. The space can meet the needs of varying sensory sensitivity levels with things like weighted blankets, string lights, and toys for kids to fidget with. It can be booked for up to 45 minutes up to a week in advance. Residents interested in using the Serenity space can call or email the library. The Spooner Area School District is looking for input from the community during their search for a new superintendent. According to school officials, the district is asking residents to complete a survey on the school website to help them determine what priorities those residents want to see addressed by their eventual choice. The survey can be found under the Announcements tab on the website and will be available until December 13th. The website also has more information on the process of the superintendent search for residents. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime, but we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds, and they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse, but we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willy Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy later this afternoon with a chance of light rain or snow showers later today. Our high in the mid-30s, the wind southwest at 5 to 15, gusting to 20 or 25 by late afternoon. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a lot colder, high of only 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, children's author Laura Bird with some holiday gift recommendations, not just for the young book readers on your list, but for the grown-ups as well.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
All right, welcome to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Before we went to break, I wanted to point out to you, and give me a moment. I'm going to come right to you on the phones. The legacy of Joe Biden is being trashed already. And so I want to point out some things, you know, because, you know, if we allow these lies to continue to be spread, then the truth will not be able to see broad daylight. It is because of civic media and me having an opportunity to come on and point out truth in the face of this fiction that is being printed and talked about in different circles. Biden's sad failed presidency is even worse than Trump's first term. President Joe Biden's pardon of his son adds a bevy of disastrous decisions over the last 4 years. His legacy of immoral and irresponsible leadership is now firmly cemented, says Nicole Russell of the USA Today. Now, before I go to the phone lines, let me go here. Where is it at? Okay. Let me go to 30 things. This is political that Joe Biden did as president that you might have missed as people continue to, you know, point the finger at Joe Biden being the worst president in our nation's history. Somehow, you know, I'm old enough to remember George Bush Jr. I mean, come on, man. Come on. But anyway, let me go here quickly and talk about a few of the things that Joe Biden did that you may not even remember. He expanded overtime guarantees for millions of workers. You know, people may not remember that, but he did. President Barack Obama, late in his second term, oversaw a regulation to call for workers making up to $48,000 to be automatically entitled to time and a half overtime pay. Okay, that's one thing. First over-the-counter birth control pills to hit the United States stores in 2024. That's Joe Biden. Gun violence prevention and gun safety get a boost. Renewable power is the number two source of electricity in the U.S. and climbing under Joe Biden. Preventing discriminatory mortgage lending. Joe Biden. You may not think much of that, but many of us do. A sweeping crackdown on junk fees and overdraft charges. Maybe you don't know anything about that, but you're benefiting from it, I guarantee you. Forcing Chinese companies to open their books. That's Joe Biden. Come on, computer. Preventing another January 6th. Maybe you forgot about that. You know, it was only 4 years ago. Building armies of drones to counter China. The nation's farms get big bucks to go climate smart. That's Joe Biden. Biden scraps Trump's paint scheme for Air Force One. Biden administration helps broker a deal to save the Colorado River. It may not mean much to you, but the people who live in Colorado love him for it. Giving smaller food producers a boost. That's Joe Biden. Biden recommends loosening federal restrictions on marijuana. That's Joe Biden. A penalty for college programs that trap students in debt. That's President Joe Biden. Biden moves to bring microchip production home. You don't remember that. Oh, you choose not to remember it. Tech firms face new international restrictions on data and privacy. Preventing a cobalt crisis in the Congo. These are things that you're not going to hear. Cracking down on cyber attacks. These are things that you know, if you're on the other side of the equation, you may not agree with. Countering China with a new alliance between Japan and South Korea. So it's on and on and on and on. Some of the great things that Joe Biden did. So before you start hearing people talking about how horrible his legacy was, you know, look up the positive things that Joe Biden did. Reinvigorating cancer research to lower death rates. The infrastructure bill, and on and on and on. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Was Joe Biden the worst president in the history of our nation?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling, man.
Happy Motown Monday. I've been chomping at the bit to participate this morning, especially after Cassandra's call.
Go ahead.
I don't know what planet are Americans on. They'll just take a couple steps back and recognize that it's the Republicans that had promised health care reform ever since Nixon changed it. And you know, we had significant gaps in coverage for we the peeps. And they couldn't deliver during Reagan. They couldn't deliver during H.W. Bush. They sabotaged what they called their term Hillary care, because how can we, you know, have Democrats have any success, even if it's something that we the peeps desperately need, like health care? What a novel thought. So, you know, we continue to see this narrative drumbeat that, you know, the Democrats stink and they're worthless. But meanwhile, then what happens? Meanwhile, we have George W. Bush allies us not into one war, but two.
Yes.
Two wars. And again, they attempted, you know, health care, but got nothing. Meanwhile, we're still being told about lead pipes. We're still talking about infrastructure being decades behind the curve, but yet no bills whatsoever from the GOP. But yet they kicked the can on the debt. They put the burden of paying for these two illegal wars that George W. Bush put us into future generations. Not very conservative in my book. But finally, then they get into the deregulation era. So all of a sudden now, not only are we in two wars, but we have Wall Street that caved in. And what did the Republicans do with a lot of support from the Democrats? Bail them all out. So finally, you know, so we have health care that they dropped the ball on. They got infrastructure that they never caught up with. Then we got Foxconn that they conned us all into thinking that this is going to be the eighth wonder of the world. It's going to be an economic boon for everybody. And, of course, nothing. You know, the financial trickery of credit default swaps and derivatives that you and I have no idea what in the hell they're talking about. But yet they're able to do quantitative easing, which is, for the public benefit, is billions and billions, I would say trillions of dollars now after 15 years of active quantitative easing of public resources bailing out banks. But yeah, Cassandra says that she wants to have and she voted Republican because it was a protest vote against Democratic Party because of inaction. Let me just remind people that in small towns like Cumberland, Spooner, all throughout the state, we have tent cities where our young people are, because they can't afford this trickle down. By the way, it's a siphon up economy. They called it a trickle down, but history clearly reveals that it was a siphon off the top economy that went to the very top 1%.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. We can also add to that prescription medication costs. People who struggle, you know, with insulin and all sorts of things, who have asthma and the asthma and the pumps and all of those things. Joe Biden changed all of that. So for all of those people who want to say Joe Biden is a failure, man, you need to, you know, maybe do a little research. Guys, hang on the phone lines. I'm coming right back to you. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So, Biden legacy, one of failure, incompetence, and nastiness? I don't think so.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Joe Biden, legacy, so supposedly considered to be one of the worst in the history of our nation. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy Motown Monday.
Yes, sir.
Just to be clear, regarding the Biden legacy, that USA Today opinion columnist that you mentioned is a full-throated right-wing propagandist.
That's correct.
In other words, disregard every opinionated lie that she told. That's what she does. That's what she does. She's an opinion writer. She's not a journalist per se. But you got to read other stuff. That's not a good one to read. Anyway, she's going to be saying that.
Let me say this, Eric. She is not alone in her assessment. I don't come on and talk about something that one person said. I listen to conservative talk, and so this is what many believe. But anyway, go ahead.
Cruel. I'm sorry, but to say it's a failure and mean and cruel is it's almost like a perfectly timed deflection from the fact that the incoming president just said he's going to deport entire families, he's going to do tariffs, and he can't guarantee that prices won't go up. I mean, why not put stories out criticizing Biden when the incoming president's coming in with insanity and don't want people to pay attention to that? But in regards to, the Democratic Party making legislative magic happen as if they operate in a vacuum, I believe that's just being willfully ignorant. The Regressive Party wants to tear down the entire Affordable Care Act. So why would anyone believe that they would agree to raising the age to 30 or whatever? They want to take the whole thing away. That's the last thing they want to do. In regards to the rent thing that you had, I think it's up to the individual because really, let's be honest, it's almost like the draft. If the state were to step in and demand that rent be paid by adult children, it would just result in loopholes that would help those that need the least help. In regards to the minimum wage, I'd like to close with this, Earl. Wisconsin is still learning. I mean, I'll say white Wisconsinites are still learning how to live with black and brown people. Honestly, this is all an impact of all of that. And to think of the $7.25 minimum wage, I think the biggest impact is that it actually it suppresses all wages because it lowers that baseline. There's plenty of people in corporate America making plenty of money, but I don't think the resistance to raising it is a blanket corporate greed thing. I think any more than just plain old white supremacy.
Eric, as a white guy, I, I res- Yeah, I respect you tremendously for being able to challenge things and at face value, you know, that go on. You know, DEI and affirmative action that have basically been wiped off the map and in very few conversations being had at all about that. And the fact that as a person of color, I sit here and we had these conversations in my community about a nation that has the history of this one. And that because some people who aren't people of color, who didn't suffer through what many people of color have suffered through, and had it not been for things that happened in this nation and still happen in this nation, there would have been no need for DEI or there would have been no need for affirmative action. And yet this now we have done away with it. We've washed our hands. It's done. And so equality is upon us. Your thoughts?
Well, let's be clear, too. As affirmative action goes, you know, it's also not only racism, but misogyny, because white women benefited more from affirmative action than any other
person
in this country. And to say the minimum wage and lowering wages also impacts women far more than white men, and men in particular, men in general. It's going to impact women more, and it already does. Lowering of the wage, suppressing of the wages. And the idea that other people don't suffer, like I said, misogyny, you know, there's probably a higher number, raw number, of white people that are hurt by the minimum wage being lower. But the people in control, our regressive party, a.k.a. the Wisconsin Republican Party, knows that a higher percentage of black and brown Wisconsin residents earn lower wages. And so they know that they're at a higher percentage hurting the people they intend to hurt. The white people that are getting hurt by it are just known as collateral.
Yeah,
damage.
But
people are also powerless.
But you know what? But you know what, man, Eric, the insanity of that is a higher percentage of people of color are hurt, but more people who aren't people of color are hurt because their numbers dwarf the minority population in this state. So they're really hurting themselves.
But again, those are people that as we go through the groups of people, you know, there's also oppression and discrimination from wealthy white people to poor white people, from housed white people to unhoused white people. And so it just goes up in all different levels. And like I said, they're just the collateral damage. It's just, hey, you didn't earn it. Sorry. We'll still invite you to our holiday party, though. And I'd like to say, too, that also forces us to look at how that relates to our drug laws, our social safety net laws, and our employment law. It's all of those things that wrapped up together that perform what I call a soft genocide.
All right. Man, Eric, thank you as always. Always great stuff. Guys, hang on. Certainly going to continue the conversation in addition to Pete Hegseth's crusade to turn the military into a Christian weapon. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. In addition to their requested budget increase, the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking the state to add limits to some criminal charges to reduce how often they're filed. According to their proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Administration wants a more concise definition of criminal disorderly conduct and to do away with state criminal charges for marijuana possession. Officials from the state public defenders say the changes could save their agency as much as $8 million in 2027 with significantly reduced caseloads. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for grant funding to expand the recreational fishing community. According to a press release, the DNR is offering reimbursement grants of up to $5,000 for things like angler education programs, accessible fishing training, and camp fishing programs for kids. Funding for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program comes from the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund. A total of $30,000 is available for distribution among grant applicants. Residents of a nursing home in Rice Lake have been temporarily relocated after a significant building failure. Officials from Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake say the facility suffered a water pipe burst, forcing the temporary relocation, and all 46 residents have been moved to a facility in Spooner temporarily. Nobody was reported injured during the water pipe burst or the move, and officials say they've connected with all the primary contacts of the residents. Dove Healthcare's Rice Lake employees will continue to care for those residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a public meeting to discuss future Lake Superior fish stocking plans. According to a press release, the meeting will address the future of brown trout stocking with the fishing season recently getting underway. DNR officials say two of every three brown trout harvested from the lake are produced by their stocking programs, and recent evaluations of the stocking programs could improve the overall population. The DNR will also discuss splake and walleye regulations. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and becoming breezy later this afternoon with a chance of light rain or snow showers later today. Our high in the mid-30s, the wind southwest at 5 to 15, gusting to 20 or 25 by late afternoon. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a lot colder, high of only 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, catch Dom and Jess back in the studio to chop up the news with our favorite FDR Democrat or socialist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You know, there's dashing and dancing and prancing and vixen coming. And honor and live.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Yeah, we're talking about the legacy of Joe Biden. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I have a question. Does everyone on the progressive side of the aisle, including people like Cassandra, who say she's not a regressive, think that a job is something that the rich just give as charity and parents give money to their kids so they can just control their children? These people, in my opinion, are the most controlling people on the planet. Let someone be able to make a good minimum wage. Let them be able to get out on their own. Let them be able to fall and rise on their own. I mean, it's like, what, if they don't give you their time and attention, all of a sudden you're going to take away their allowance? Or Gary wants apprenticeships. I mean, Gary has said several times on the show that when his kid got back from college, he had to straighten him out because he had become too liberal or progressive. These are really, really controlling people. I hope they examine their conscience and really think about that.
You know what, Tom, you know what I would say? People of today who are in these positions of leadership and you know, corporation heads are completely different than their counterparts of so many decades ago. Because, you know, during the time that I was a young man, there were corporation heads and there were Fortune 500 companies, and they shared with the workers, and there was a broader middle class. And so there was a time when the nation did make sure, or did its damnedest to make sure that people had insurance on jobs, didn't matter what the job was, to make sure that people made a livable wage. I lived during that time. I've seen the change. I've seen the transformation. And so what brought about the transformation was a different philosophy of the people running corporations than the ones during the time that I was a young man. That's at the root of it. That is why we're dealing with what we're dealing with, a different mentality of shareholders and people who own shares in major corporations. It's different than those people who own shares in the corporations, again, 40, 30, 40 years ago. And so there is no concern or compassion about the employees anymore. And that's what's at the root of all of this, man.
And Earl, you know why that is?
Because I know exactly why it is. Go ahead.
Well, we have diagnostic wealth. We have diagnostic wealth in this country. And we also have lowered the tax rate back to where it was before FDR, which is pretty damn close to 25%, which is where it was before.
Well, we know how
to raise it to 90.
Tom, we know how the wealth got to where it was. Those of us who have lived long enough, we saw it change. We saw that happen. I remember, you know, as a young man, the heads of the major corporations, the Fortune 500 companies, were the founders of those companies. And the CEOs were the heads of those corporations. Even where I worked, the family was still engaged and involved. And so they had corporate, certainly, beliefs, but part of their beliefs were their civic responsibilities as corporations. What's left is the civic responsibility to corporations. There is no more of that. Okay, and that's why we're dealing with the things we're dealing with now. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, I would just like to say that one thing that I think Joe Biden has done that people aren't giving him enough credit for is he has restored dignity and honor and respect and class back to the office of the president. Of course, then January 20th, that is all going to go right back out the window. I cannot have any respect for that office with that convicted rapist in as the president of the United States.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much, as always. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up. You say what?
Thanks for taking my call. Happy Motown Monday, Earl.
You as well.
I believe the topic was, thank you. Is President Biden the worst? Yes, he is. He took over for Jimmy Carter. You can just listen to the words that he used.
So what makes him the worst? CJ, in your opinion, what makes him the worst?
First off, Afghanistan was a success. Inflation.
Hey, wait, hold on, CJ. I'm gonna give you a chance. So, what about Afghanistan was a success? Why were we even in Afghanistan? Have you forgotten who took us there?
No, but getting out of
okay.
it was a disaster.
I know, but CJ, you can't. I know, but how? But how many American citizens died in Afghanistan because of us being there in the first place for 20 years? It was a Republican president, George Bush Jr., who took us there. Have you forgotten that?
Not for a year and a half when he made a conditional withdrawal, Trump did. Not a year and a half was an American injured. The disaster.
Hold on. You can't dismiss all the Americans who died before that. You want to talk about a year and a half. What about all of those years before? We were somewhere we shouldn't have been in the first place. Many Americans disagree with it. It went on for 20 years. You can't dismiss that and then say, yeah, but the last year and a half. Go ahead.
You won't give me the time. I can give you the time.
No, I'm not going to give you the time. CJ, I'm not going to give you the time to only talk about what happened in the last months of Afghanistan, and you totally dismiss the prior 19 years.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Trump wanted out. No, I'm not. Trump wanted out. He listened to his military advisors. Biden lied that he got advice to keep 2,500 there. He lied about Milley. He lied about the Secretary of Defense, and he said that he didn't get the advice. They, under oath, said they gave him the advice. And the vice president, the disaster.
Okay, so CJ, okay, I'm not going to take time to rehash all of that. Because, again, I'm going back to the origin and the fact that we shouldn't have been there in the first place, something you want to address. Again, you're saying Joe Biden is the worst president in history, followed by Jimmy Carter. I just ran off the 30 different things that I can point out to you that Joe Biden has done positively, that you totally dismiss. Again, why is Joe Biden the worst president?
You won't give me the time. I could name numbers of them. I already gave you three. You addressed one. Inflation was transitory. What a joke. We're still dealing with it. Kamala, I mean, the border's secure. Really? Now she calls the wall evil, and now she believes in it.
Hey, CJ, listen, man. I don't know why. Look, Joe Biden isn't the president, or he won't be in the next month or so. Now, Donald Trump is. So these are issues he's going to be dealing with, right? Okay? It's now going to be his presidency. Now, I'm not going to, to sit here and talk about what happened and rehash what happened about the border and those kind of things is futile to me. Let's see exactly what Donald Trump is going to do. I ran out a list of many things that Joe Biden did that are going to be looked at historically by people who aren't going to be speaking with a jaundiced eye about what he's done successfully.
History books are going to tell the truth of this disaster, the Biden-Harris administration. They are a joke around the world.
Oh, let me ask you something. Was George Bush Jr. a joke? He took us into two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, and 17 and 20 years, and the treasures of this nation and the debt he accrued. And you didn't open your mouth. And people like you didn't open your mouths. So this is the part of this that is unbelievable to me. You talk about the debt. The debt that Donald Trump accrued $7 trillion in 4 years. Okay? $7 trillion in 4 years. But you totally dismiss that. Go ahead.
During COVID.
It doesn't matter. COVID. Part of Joe Biden's time and dealing with inflation, he dealt with COVID longer than Donald Trump did. What are you talking about?
Was Saddam Hussein forthcoming and after 18 resolution by the useless United Nations did nothing?
Hey, CJ, what we found out, were you aware that Saddam Hussein and Iraq was an ally of our nation? Did you know that? Did you know that?
For a time, they were.
Well, okay, what do you mean for a time?
They were. I did know that.
Okay.
They weren't.
So then the question becomes, why do we wind up going to war with somebody who was our ally, somebody who we gave weapons of mass destruction to? And yet, if you knew the truth, that over 480,000 Iraqis were killed. And then we turned around and said, sorry, there were no weapons of mass destruction. You know who was the president at that time, right?
Can you name the 13 soldiers that died earlier?
You're talking about 13 soldiers, man. I'm telling you, if they hadn't have been there in the first place, the thousands of soldiers who lost their lives under George Bush Jr. for bringing them there would have never died. Thank you very much for the call. Ridiculous. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
Oh, hey, wow. I normally don't want to insult people, but I think I've met smarter rocks than CJ. I mean, seriously, dude, you know what Trump is. Everyone does. Okay, so starting on January 1st, 2025, every action from then on that you don't like that comes from the federal government and all the resugs in power is your fault, all right? That's the line. So we're going to start fresh, right? I mean, going back to your Afghanistan thing since you've been calling here, dude, just get some new stuff, man. I mean, it's just, I can't imagine being Earl having to hear that every other week. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, okay, fine. You think Biden's the worst president ever. Okay, and Carter. Oh, well, Carter has the most moral and ethical president that we've had.
No question, man.
Half a century. I mean, you might think he was bad president, but as a person and human being, with doing all the stuff he's done, he is a very good human being and a very good man.
He was the greatest human being that ever was in the White House, man. Jake, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Up next, the Politrickster of the Week on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. you could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It is that time again for the Politrickster of the Day. And dun, 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 dun. It is none other than New York Mayor Eric Adams. Yeah, Eric Adams. Eric Adams, a man who was elected as a Democrat, you know, former police chief, and a guy who clearly was currying favor from Democrats, and certainly, you know, that they helped him get elected. And now all of a sudden, that very same man has now all of a sudden changed his allegiance to Donald Trump. Now, could it be that, you know, Eric Adams is embroiled in some criminal activity himself? And he is certainly faced with the prospects of going to jail for some things that he's done that, you know, may eventually, you know, cause him to be locked away. Now, he says that he supports Donald Trump because of the immigration issue that hit, you know, the state of New York. And so, you know, or the city of New York. And so, you know, yes, New York City was inundated with many illegal immigrants that were bussed and sent up to New York by, you know, governor from Texas. I forgot his last name. I've been Adams. I forgot. Well, I can't remember his name. The governor from Texas, in addition to the governor of Miami, Republican governors, as they sent those illegal immigrants up to New York and it caused and wreaked havoc. But Eric Adams has now all of a sudden decided that, you know, Trump is okay. And so somehow Trump is going to make a difference. I'll say that Eric Adams, man, you know, I don't understand, you know, when your backside gets in trouble, you know, now all of a sudden you see things through a different prism. You were elected by Democrats. Democrats supported you. That's how you got to where you are. And now all of a sudden you see something in a man, you know, Donald Trump, who criticized you. What is it about people who've been criticized by a man and now all of a sudden they've seen the light? I don't know. Are there people who criticize Earl A? Absolutely. There are many people who criticize me, but I'm a big boy. You don't sit in this seat or a seat similar to this and be an opinionated person and not have people, you know, fire back at you. I can handle that. But to say that all of a sudden Donald Trump is a person that's going to change things for you, Eric Adams in New York, makes you the politrickster of the day on the Earl Ingram Show. Look, I just want to say there's so many things that Sandy Williams and I are going to be talking about tomorrow. I made a concerted effort to attempt to not talk much at all about, you know, what is happening in our country as it relates to the Republicans and Democrats. Let me bring Charles up quickly. Charles, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Crooks always get along. Crooks hang together. So he knows that Donald Trump is a crook. He know he's a crook getting ready to get in trouble. So he's, why not reach out to Donald Trump? So if he gets in trouble, maybe Donald Trump will pardon him.
Well, you know, man, you know, he is already in trouble. and you are right. You know, maybe, you know, kissing the ring, which seems to be apropos today. People who are willing to sell themselves out. I don't know. I've never been anybody to kiss the ring or the derriere, and I never will be. You know, I think it's a lack of character when you do those things. Charles, thank you very much. Al, you got the last. Quick.
You know that all birds flock together.
Yeah, birds of a feather flock together. Thank you very much. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach, Madnair on air. Enjoy a wonderful day, Calvin. Thank you as always. See you guys on tomorrow.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabe will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.